The city is putting NYPD supervisors on the stand. They are there to refute testimony made by plaintiffs over the past 6 weeks and reframe secret recordings made at roll calls by NYPD police officer Pedro Serrano of the 40th Precinct in the Bronx. Serrano has been facing discrimination since he turned whistleblower. His secret recordings point to quotas. And one of them, his supervisor told officers, "You need to get out there and get 555s, stops, summonses, and duress." But the three supervisors testifying for the city said there are no quotas in the New York City Police Department. There are performance goals. Judge Shira Shindlin wanted clarification. She asked Serrano's supervisor, Lieutenant Mohan, if people on roll call mention numbers. "No," he testified. "Never heard that as a member of the New York City Police Department. They don't look at numbers," Shira Shindlin asked. "They expect you to go out there and address the condition." Jonathan Moore is with the Center for Constitutional Rights.
In one breath, they'll say there's no quotas, but in the other breath, they'll say, but we do have performance goals. And they could have adverse consequences if they're not met. So I don't care what you call it. Call it a performance goal or a quota or a numerical goal. It's all, if it's doing the same thing, it has the same consequences, it's one and the same. So it's basically an important admission right there in this case that they do have these performance goals or quotas that are factor into an evaluation of an officer and can have adverse consequences if they don't meet the numbers.
And even though he is still an NYPD cop, supervisors tried to damage whistleblower Pedro Serrano's credibility. Joe Maritolo, the city's lawyer, questioned Sergeant Stephen Monroe about whistleblower Serrano's performance. The sergeant said his performance was not only below average, but that he called the sergeant for guidance much too often. Cheap shot, says Jonathan Moore.
You know, Officer Serrano, up until 2011, when he started getting, you know, this pressure to do numbers, was rated at least a 4 in all his evaluations. And even Monroe, you'll see afterwards in his, we have a copy of Monroe's 2011 evaluation. And he says he's a good officer. He definitely uses the term mediocre. He gives him a 3, but I think he gives him a 3 because he's not, doesn't have the numbers.
In one of Serrano's secret recordings, his precinct commander suggested that because he only made a few stops for an entire year, he was derelict in his patrol duties. The stop and frisk trial continues in federal district court. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.